As the prosecution in Donald Trump's criminal trial say that Michael Cohen is likely going to be their last witness, and they finish their direct testimony, of course. Michael Cohen's now on cross-examination, so the prosecution's ready to rest. Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, making a fool of herself on her right-wing media tour. I suppose she is acting as though she is Donald Trump's legal spokesperson or lawyer or whatever she wants to call herself these days. But here she says that if she divulges the defense strategy about who they're going to call as a witness, then she'd be a very bad attorney and she would be unethical. And so that's why she can't say that they have no clue what the heck they're going to do right now. Watch Alina Habba last night on Hannity play this clip.
Let me ask you this. There's been some speculation as to how many witnesses the defense will call. I've even heard maybe one, maybe not any, maybe as many as 10. Can you give us any insight as to what the thinking is?
Well, Sean, as you know, I am Team Trump. I support my defense team ad nauseum, and they're doing amazingly. But if I were to divulge anything about our strategy, I'd frankly be unethical, much like some of the people we've been hearing from in the news. And I'd also be just frankly a bad attorney.
And by the way, what makes that so interesting, and I'll show you some more from that interview in just a moment. Alina Habba's been, in my own opinion, violating almost every ethical norm. This is somebody, in my opinion, this is somebody who was sanctioned in the Southern District of Florida federal court representing Donald Trump. She got Donald Trump's and her sanctioned nearly $1 million for filing a frivolous lawsuit. Just last week, she was attacking witnesses who were on the stand in direct violation of the gag order that's in place because she's Trump's legal spokesperson. Trump's directing her to be his surrogate. She can't go on there and make statements about witnesses who are on the stand. And she was attacking Stormy and Michael Cohen. This is what she said last week. She now wants to lecture everybody on ethics. Alina Habba, the ethics professor, the ethics law professor here. Watch what she said last week. Play this clip.
Because when you're rushing cases, when you're bringing cases that are not true, when you're politically motivated, in time it will show. I always tell the American people, sit tight and wait. What we saw today was a story that I've heard for a decade that is complete garbage. And finally, the facts are coming out and the cases are falling apart like a domino, one at a time. You've seen it in...
And then you remember Midas Touch put out a story saying, yeah, Alina, that's a violation of the gag order right there. So then she had to go on TV the next day and say, I'm actually afraid to speak right now. I don't know what I can say. I don't know. Just follow the gag order. Play this clip.
How is the prosecution's star witness allowed to say anything that he wants, and then the former president is not allowed to respond?
Because we have a dual system of justice and a very unconstitutional gag order. As his legal spokeswoman, I'm nervous about what I can't say, and that's also unconstitutional. Mm. The fact that they will not let a defendant speak and exercise his First Amendment rights, never mind the leading candidate for president, that is un-American. It violates his First Amendment rights. And yes, yesterday we filed something in the appellate division to appeal this completely ridiculous order. Hopefully the appellate division will see that it is unconstitutional, as we say it is, and the American people definitely already do.
Then in addition to just following the gag order, I don't know, maybe read New York Rules of Professional Responsibility, Rule 3.6, for example. A lawyer who's participating in or has participated in a criminal or civil matter shall not make extrajudicial statements that the lawyer knows or reasonably should know will be disseminated by means of public communication and will have a substantial likelihood of materially prejudicing an adjudicative proceeding in the matter. A statement ordinarily is likely to prejudice materially an adjudicative proceeding when it refers to civil matter, triable to a jury, a criminal matter, or any other proceeding that could result in incarceration, or the statement relates to the character, credibility, reputation, or criminal record of a party, suspect in a criminal investigation, or witness, or identity of a witness, or the expected testimony of a party witness. By the way, Alina Habba saying, I can't give you our strategy of which witness we're going to call. In all of your other cases and all of the other cases involving Donald Trump, you said Donald Trump is going to testify. And then he didn't testify. Like, let's take a look at this one where you said Donald Trump was going to testify at the civil fraud case on direct examination, and then he didn't. Remember when this happened and then he chickened out of it? Play this clip.
He is so firmly against what is happening in this court and so firmly for the old America that we know, not this America, that he will take that stand on Monday. He will open himself up to whatever they want because he's not afraid. People that are afraid cower. President Trump doesn't cower. We'll be back on Monday.
By the way, in this very proceeding, Donald Trump stated that he was going to testify. He goes, yeah, I'm going to testify. Here, play this clip.
And I have to leave Scotland. I have to leave early. I don't have to, but I choose to. Disgrace that it's allowed to happen against a rich guy, or in my case, against a famous rich. And I have to go back, and I have a judge who's extremely hostile. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to confront this woman. This woman is... And it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
So what happened, Alina? I don't know. Were you too busy hanging out at Mar-a-Lago with Fergoccio Blow wearing Donald Trump gold necklaces and MAGA rings, or too busy hanging out with Kimberly Guilfoyle, or flaunting 10 to 15,000 Croc Hermes Birkin bags? What's going on? What's going on there? By the way, did you see this? Or flaunting the lavish vacations that you're going on, where you're buying all of your friends like bathrobes and individual like Gucci bags or Cartier, this or that. I don't know the brand names. that you and your friends were posting everywhere.
Okay, there's nothing worse than light pouring in the house when you're trying to catch up on some rest. And having good blinds in your home may just be the most underrated addition that you could make. There's a better way to buy blinds and window treatments, and it's called 3-Day Blinds. They are the leading manufacturer of custom window treatments in the US, and right now they are running a buy one, get one 50% off deal. We could shop for almost anything at home. Why not shop for blinds at home too? 3-Day Blinds has local professionally trained design consultants who have an average of 10 plus years of experience that provide expert guidance on the right blinds for you in the comfort of your home. Just set up an appointment and you'll get a free, no obligation quote the same day. Not very handy? The expert team at 3-Day Blinds handles all the heavy lifting. They design, measure, install, so you could sit back, relax, and leave it to the pros. I've been using 3-Day Blinds since way before they were even a sponsor of the Midas Touch podcast. My friend had redone his entire home with 3-Day Blinds. He got the smart blinds installed where you just ask Alexa to open your blinds and it happens automatically. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I asked him, where did he get this? How did this happen? He told me all about 3-Day Blinds and how easy the process was. And I ended up getting all the blinds in my home from 3-Day Blinds, and I am so glad that I did. They had so many options to choose from, and they were so helpful in guiding me to pick the perfect blinds for my home. It's no surprise that 3-Day Blinds has been in business for over 45 years and is the highest rated blinds company on Trustpilot at 4.7 out of 5 stars. Right now, you could get 3-Day Blinds buy one, get one 50% off deal on custom blinds, shades, shutters, and drapery. For a free, no charge, no obligation consultation, just head to 3dayblinds.com/Midas. That's buy one, get one 50% off when you head to 3dayblinds.com/Midas. One last time, that's the number 3daiblinds.com/Midas.
By the way, let's just go back for a moment to this Alina Habba Hannity interview. Here, Alina Habba spreads the lie that who's they, the deep state, who are the deep state, the secret cabal? I mean, who's the they, Alina? That they intentionally choose the venues. No, Donald Trump intentionally commits crimes in venues that stand for law and order. Here's what she says. Play this.
Well, that's 100% right. They intentionally choose these venues. If you look at all the venues that he's been carried and indicted into, they're all blue areas, right? DC.
Then Alina Habba talks about in the same interview, look, Trump is beating them in court and he is petrifying everybody. Remember when I show you this clip? Everything they say is projection and confession. They are petrified. Here, play this clip.
Get it twisted. What we are seeing is 100% them afraid that Trump is and probably will beat them. He is beating them in court. He is not campaigning, and it is petrifying everybody that has done wrong against any Republican and frankly Americans in this country. It's a joke.
And over here, if you just like look at like what's actually going on in the court, Trump out, head back. Trump's like falling asleep in the court. Trump looks out, eyes closed, drooping mouth. That's Harry Littman. Erica Orden, reporter with Blanche several minutes into his cross-examination of Cohen. Trump is slouched in his seat, his eyes seemingly closed and his mouth slack. Ben Kochman or Kochman from the New York Post. Trump has been slouched at the defense table yet again with his eyes closed, this time for more than 15 minutes. Adam Klasfeld, quite a split screen, reporters in the courtroom, quite a split screen between this and Cohen's maintained eye contact with jurors. Now in a lengthy monologue about his location monitoring for an ankle bracelet in connection with his sentencing. Here's how the cross-examination of Michael Cohen commenced, by the way, Trump's lawyer. Mr. Cohen, my name is Todd Blanche. You and I have never met. You went on TikTok and called me a crying little shit, didn't you? Cohen, that sounds like something I would say. What about dictator douchebag, Mr. Cohen? Did you ever call Donald Trump dictator douchebag? I don't know. I think it's something that I may have said. Well, did you ever say that Donald Trump belongs in a cage like an animal? It sounds like something that I may have said. What about Convict 45 t-shirts? You selling that? No, that's the Midas Touch merch. That's not my merch store. That's not your merch store? No, it's not. It's the Midas Touch merch store, not my merch store. By the way, store.midastouch.com. So that's what's going on in the courtroom. But hey, you know, Alina Habba did say this. Alina Habba does want everybody to know, of course, that she'd rather be pretty than smart. Play this clip.
Would you rather be smart or pretty? And I said, oh, easy. Pretty. I can fake being smart.
And here she is from some of the interviews earlier in the day also talking about that Trump lost his appeal over the gag order before the appellate division in New York, which she says is unconstitutional. Play this clip.
Another issue in this case, of course, is the gag order that the president complains about every day. He took it to an appeals court and lost. So what now?
You know, we'll keep going up. That's the issue. That gag order is completely unconstitutional. I think what makes it more egregious, frankly, is the fact that we have witnesses in this courtroom that have made a point of going out, being on TV, making money, doing those items, but we are not allowed to. President Trump, the leading candidate, is somehow not allowed to. He is the defendant. He is the one innocent until proven guilty, but they have silenced him and gagged him. It is so unconstitutional. Thank God we have levels of the justice system that we can go up. I'm sure we will dispute that. Alina.
Look, the bottom line is that Trump and his people are saying more than they should say. He's got surrogates out there who are attacking witnesses. Trump's been found in contempt 10 times. The gag order just says, don't attack witnesses. You're a criminal defendant. Don't attack the jury. Don't attack family members of the judge. Can you do those three things? You have your First Amendment right to do everything else. Just don't attack the jury, witnesses who are like on the stand or about to be on the stand or just get off the stand. And don't attack the judge's family. By the way, this is what they're doing in court. Donald Trump dresses up the MAGA Republicans from the House of Representatives. They wear their Trump outfit, as our editor-in-chief, Ron Filipkowski, goes. The cultists all wore their MAGA uniforms to court. And, okay, I'm not going to play you this video. I'm going to spare you this video. You'll thank me for not playing this video. But this is the fund. They're cutting fundraising ads for Donald Trump in the criminal trial, dressed up in their Trump uniforms, and that they are MAGA Republican members of Congress and the leader of the RNC, Lara Trump. I mean, you don't get, this is some next level embarrassing stuff for our country. It's like, what did our country do to deserve this embarrassment? I get, it's just shameful. Again, this isn't like a Democrat Republican thing. This is like a humiliation thing. These people, this is madness. This is madness. This is some strange, weirdo, dangerous, criminal stuff from these MAGA Republicans. This is some weirdo stuff. Anyway, let me know what you think. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Store.midastouch.com as well. You want to see it. Thanks. Bye. Have a good one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.